Okay. A good Shabbos Shuvit, everybody. We get ready for Parshas Vayelech. Special treat this year for everybody who does Shnayim Mikra. We get Parshas Vayelech with the 30 Psukim. You know, Baruch Hashem. So maybe we'll do two vorts this week. We'll do one vort. I don't know. We'll see how much time we have. But there's an amazing Torah I saw from Nassim Tzvi Finkel, the famed Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, who was nifter about 5-6 years ago. Well known that he had a stroke, and he was pretty much like he couldn't move on one side, but he had a tremendous mesiras nefesh for the yeshiva smir. Pasuk tells us, Vayelech Moshe went, Vayadaber es hadvarim ha'eli, it's all these things, I'll call Yisrael, Vayomer aleim, and he said to them, Ben me'ah shim v'shana no'chayom, he said, today I'm 120 years old, like Babe Ruth, giving his retirement speech, lahavdil. Lo uchal od latseis v'lovo, I can't go and come back anymore. Omar Eli, Lo Savor Emar, Hashem said to me, Lo Savor Esayar Dinazah. I'm not going to be able to traverse the Jordan River. So it sounds like at first glance, he's 120 years old. He's an altakaker. So he can't go anymore because he's physically weak. Says Rashi, not the case. Lo Uchal Od Latseis V'Lavo. He can't go. Yachol Shetashish Kocho. You would say that perhaps because he's physically weak, Talmud Lomar. The Pasuk says later on in Parshas Ha'azinu, Lo kahesa eino velo nas locha. My eyes are not dimmed and my vigor is not weakened. Elumau lo. What does it mean when he says he couldn't? Eino Rashai, he wasn't allowed. Hashem did not grant permission to Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael. Shenit l'mimene rashus. He took away his permission or his rulership, his position of leadership. And he gave it over to Yoshua. Rashi is telling us something so important. I mean, Rashi is changing the narrative, so to speak. If you read the Pashup Shad of the Psukim, you think it's just about his physical strength. Wasn't it? Says Reb Nosson Tzvi, based on Rashi, Adam, a person can never ever say, I can't. You can never say, I can't. Because if he's not exempt from doing something based on the Torah, he's obligated to do it. Finished. No conversation. And he can't stop himself because of his weakness or because of his age. He's got to forge ahead and keep going. This is the message that we're being given, Vayelech. And he goes. Where's he going? 7 pshatim I saw. Where's he going? He's going to the camps. He's leaving the camps. He's going to the base medrash. But Lamaisa, the overarching theme is, he's growing. His last day of his life, he's 120 years old. It's the completion of one of the greatest careers of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayelech, he's still traveling, he's still going. He's going as far as Hashem would allow him to go. No physical impediments. Never made that as an excuse. What am I going to do? Whatever Hashem tells me. I have the physical strength to go to Eretz Yisrael, but that's not in my jurisdiction anymore. It's not part of my commandment that God has given me, so I stop. But I'm a vayelech adayom amitza, up until the day I died. He didn't say retirement. I have a crazy story that I had a very religious plumber. I don't know what religion he was, but he was religious. He was so religious that I was his rabbi. So he put in a new boiler one time, didn't even charge me. Rabbi. We didn't use him after that because his work wasn't so good, but he was an older man. So I asked him, how come he's still working? So he says to me, well, I retired at one point. Then I went through the Bible. There was no mention of retirement. So I kept going. Like, this is an unbelievable guy, right? Could you imagine such a thing? That ad hayom amisa, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, lahavdil, there's only one Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not because I can't, I'm still doing whatever God tells me to do, I'm doing that. He lived with that commandment. What's the flip side of this? When somebody does what's incumbent upon them, they have to recognize they're not doing it because it's their will. You're not eating the chalent on a Shabbos afternoon because it's your will. You're not sitting in shul all day in Rosh Hashanah because you want. You're not, redeeming your first kid. You're not having a big chasana because you want. Rak machbos shekach nistava al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands it from you. That is, that the mitzvahs were not given for us to choose, but rather we have to do what God says. Yes, we have free choice in the global sense, which we'll speak about in a moment, that we have the opportunity to choose what a Kaddish, whether or not we do the mitzvos. But ultimately, we really don't have a choice. Meaning, it's like, you know, as a parent, I said, you could put your finger in the blender, or you don't have to put your finger in the blender. That's your choice. But if you put the finger in the blender, it's going to get cut off. Like, don't put your finger in the blender. God's telling us, these are the 613 things you got to do. You don't have to do them, but like, this is what you're supposed to do, right? Even if we do it because we think it's the right thing to do, nevertheless, you always have to do it because we're commanded. And then Moshe Rabbeinu continues with his final statement. Can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu, 120 years of leadership, really 40 years of leadership, 120 years, greatest career of all time, and at the very end of his life, he says, "Chazku v'amtzu al tiro v'al taritzu mibneim ki Hashem elokechu aleichimach lo yarpecha v'lo yazvecha." Chazak v'amatz, become strong, right? Hashem will never abandon you. And the Mefarshim explained that this is Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest of all time. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood that people need chizuk. And he wasn't specifically speaking to the people on that day of his 120th year, but he was speaking to each and every one of us, that we require chizuk. The Gemara Kiddushin says, "Amr of Yisrael, Yisrael shel adam mischadei shalav b'chol yom." The Yetzirah is gevalt. What a smart Yetzirah. It's not like one day you got a Yetzirah. Oh, I figured out how to break the Yetzirah, and then he goes away. Each and every day the Yetzirah comes back with tremendous power, ready to go more. Right? So Amr Shimon Levi, Yisro Shal Adam is Gabra Lov B'chol Yom, Umevakeh Shamisa, wants to destroy us. V'olmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Ein Yochalo. If it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us, we wouldn't be able to conquer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always helping us. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us, I'm not allowed to do it. Had I been allowed, I would have done it. Now we say Chazak V'yamatz. The Yetzahar is going to be all over you. But just know, if a Kaddish Baruch who wants you to do it, if he commands you to do it, you will have the ability to be the best you can. There are no excuses. I find it remarkable that Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel said this Torah. If you ever saw him, I had the exclusive of going to him a number of times on a Friday afternoon. He used to give a parasha shir in his house. It was a beautiful thing. I went with my son for his bar mitzvah. I've seen him a number of other times, but I remember when I went with him, my oldest son, when it was his bar mitzvah, this goes back 10 years, and to watch him walk into the room, which he could barely walk, and it took him a long time. But that was it. God commanded to do it. That's it. Similarly, one of my most unbelievable experiences being in YU was watching Rav Aaron Soloveitchik walk to shir. They used to drive him up to the door, and then he would walk down the hall, and it was on the second door where he would give shir. That's where his shirim was. And he would crex every step. But I always wonder, why'd he do it? Like, if that were me, you know, all right, check, please, I'll stay home and, you know, call it a day. Because God told them, you got to do it. Once God tells you to do it, chazak v'amitz, that's it. There's no choices. They didn't view it as chocolate and vanilla. When they woke up in the morning, what does God want from me? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I could go to Eretz Yisrael right now, just God doesn't want me to. So my job is to do what God wants. And it's very striking. There's no such thing as a coincidence in this world. Because we're at the precipice now of Yom Kippur. We're at the time period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So many people have the minhag of learning Sefer Kol in the Rambam, the Hilchos Tshuva, each and every day. There are 10 prakim in Hilchos Tshuva, and today is the fifth day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So people have a minhag to learn the perek of the day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva on that day. So on Rosh Hashanah you learn the first two prakim, so today the third perek. So today is the fifth perek. What's the first halacha in today's Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva? Just one of the most important Rambams of all time. You've probably heard this before, but it's kedai to review. It says, Rishus l'chol adam. Everybody has permission. Im raza l'hatos atzmo l'derech tova. If a person wants to put themselves in the good path, u'lios sadik, to become a sadik, ha-rishus b'yadam. The rishus is in his hands. Im raza l'hatos atzmo l'derech ra. And if a person wants to go down that dark, evil path, Ulios Rasha, Harishas Biyado, you have the ability to choose between A and B. Ushakas Batara Heina Shaya Echabi Menaladas Tovara, because man and only man was given, quote unquote, what we think is free choice. Kilomar, Hein Min Zeshal Adama Yachibolam, right, we're the only purpose of the world. Then he continues, And the Rambam writes something remarkable. Yes, because a person should never say that he can't be anything. Don't be like the stupid people of the nations of the world. And some people even in Klal Yisrael. Shekadosh Baruch Hu goes real out, and that a person decrees on a person from the beginning of his life, Leo Sadik or Russia. Don't think it's been decreed from the beginning of time to be a Sadik or Russia. Everybody could be a Sadik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, Russia, Kirov. What's the formula? What's the formula to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu? The formula is what Moshe Rabbeinu himself laid out. I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. I can't go. But he was mevatel, he nullified his own choice to do exactly what God wanted. And that's why there's never been another Jew like Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was able to 100% align his own values with God's values. A tzaddik, anybody could be like that. It just means 100% changing our free choice to say it's no longer our choice, but rather the choice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was dying inside to go to, his dream was to get to Eretz Yisrael. But once he heard from God, that's it. Akkad, he said, that's it. My job is to do the Ratzon Hashem and the job of God alone. That's it. I'm not weak. The corollary to that is, even when we are weak, now is the time to align our values to God and say, even if that we can't do it at this particular moment, I physically am weak, nevertheless, I got to try my hardest to align myself with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That could be the avoda of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah, we crown the king. Yom Kippur, we beg Slicha Mechila. What are we begging Slicha Mechila for? Could be because we didn't align ourselves exactly the way God wants to. And our job is, after Rosh Hashanah, we crowned ourselves. We've crowned God as the king. Hopefully, we once again reconnected our free choice exactly along the lines of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zayge Zutenstark, have a wonderful Shabbos.